The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
There are at least 30 people diagnosed with dementia every day. In Ireland, the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland says there are 64,000 people living with the disease. And today at Croke Park, a new service was launched that focuses on reminiscence therapy. The Replay is a collection of commentator Micheál Ómara Hurtig's iconic broadcasts. And Josh Crosby went along to the launch and he sent us this report.
Well, there's a streaker on the ground now. He must be a Kilkenny man because he's quite happy with the situation right now.
The unmistakable voice of Irish sport and culture, Micheál Ómara Hurtig's unique turn of phrase, has gone down in broadcasting history. From a rabbit chasing a fox to mentioning those tuning in from around the world.
The old man who's not here is Vinnie Bateman, the man that jumped in his bike in Mullingar, the target is to reach Beijing collecting money for concerting. He was in Istanbul for the National Hurling League final on Sunday night.
Here in Croke Park today, family and friends have gathered for the launch of the Replay.ie. An online library that will allow listeners to relive iconic GAA commentary to spark memory, connection and joy through the proven benefits of reminiscence therapy.
Éamon Ómara Hurtig, son of Micheál, chartered physiotherapist. It was an incredible idea because in my profession I had come across reminiscence therapy before, but generally using music to try and spark people's memories and bring back happy memories to people that have dementia. So when the idea was floated about using dad's commentaries, I thought, what a genius idea, whoever thought of that. And did an interview with a lady that her mother had dementia, and the mother was non-verbal and she was from Galway, so they started playing dad's commentary from the 1987 All-Ireland Hurling Final when Galway beat Kilkenny, and she came back to life and started talking about the players. She was listening to the game as if it was live and she was looking for a cup of tea, and the lady that interviewed said it was incredible to have her mother back again for the first time in years. The power of dad's voice and the memories he invokes in people.
And the power of your dad's voice, what was it like growing up, going into school and people knowing that it was your dad who was bringing them the action and the entertainment of the weekend?
We never thought it was anything different. Sure, he was just dad to us, and sure, we used to look forward to going to games every Sunday, and it was almost like getting picked for an All-Ireland final team, who was going to be picked to go do scorekeeping on the Sunday with him. So you had to be on your best behaviour all week to get picked. And if you got picked, it was like winning an All-Ireland final to go and do the scorekeeping, because you'd be sitting in the best seat in the house watching the best players in the country battle it out on the field with dad's commentary in your ear.
So what does it mean now to have his voice used in this way?
What's fantastic, I mean, my mother has a lot of recordings at home of him and stuff, but like the ease of access of clicking onto a website, replay.ie, and listen to any match you want now is just fantastic. And I do a lot of cycling myself, so I'll definitely be having an AirPod in my ear, listen to dad cycling around the country, laughing at his quotes and bringing back memories for myself as well. It was an education travelling the highways and byways of Ireland with him.
Jack O'Shea played with Kerry from 1976 to 1992, so a pretty long career, yeah. I got to know Micheál first when I came to Dublin in 1975, and I was living in Finsbury, and I remember Micheál came to me the first evening. I was on the Kerry minor team at the time, and he came and he brought me out training with the Kerry senior team at the time. So for the next 20 years, Micheál was my coach and my trainer. He was my mentor. He was everything to me, and I must say he was like a father figure to me when I came to Dublin, and you know, I've nothing but a fabulous admiration for him, and he meant a lot to me and did a lot for my career.
And when you go back now, looking back at the archives, like, it's not just the sporting event you're looking at, I suppose, many more memories flood back.
Oh yeah, and many memories, like Micheál and myself travelled to a lot of matches together. We went to Munster Finals together, he drove me to Munster Finals, and he was part of my career and he was part of Kerry at that time in the setup. His input was unbelievable actually in Dublin, because he trained a lot of Kerry players in Dublin. Plus he trained a lot of players from other counties as well, and those players were treated with the same respect as we were, the Kerry players. So he was a unique person. He always said to me, you know, he said, what happened yesterday you can do something about. What's happening today, he says, you can do something about it. And what's going to happen tomorrow, he said, you look forward to it. His voice was soothing as well, and you know, his sayings, and I do often take him off and that, and I have good fun with people taking him off, but he was just a huge inspiration.
The Replay is a collaboration between the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, the GAA and RTÉ Archives. National Community Engagement Manager with the ASI, Catherine O'Leary, says it's a great way to trigger fond memories.
One of my favourite projects within the Alzheimer's Society has been rolling out the Sporting Memories programme, bringing people back together to reconnect, relive the good memories of the bygone years. And it's amazing when you watch people, you know, look at, maybe they might look at photographs, they could be listening to the sound of old matches. They light up It's actually just amazing. It's one of those things in life that you'd love to be able to bottle and bring away with you, you know. Watch their expressions change and watch them smile and remember bygone times and reconnect with people.
And the reaction you just see there straight away.
You just actually see their eyes light up. My own mum lives with Alzheimer's. I know what it's like to have a loved one living with dementia. And you'll have lots of tough days, you really will. But, you know, something like this can bring more joy back in.
For listeners who, we say they're living with someone who has dementia, and it could be a parent, it could be a sibling, it could be a friend, and they're having a tough day, it can be upsetting. What would you say to someone who's maybe listening there now and they're just after visiting someone?
Absolutely. When you're caring for a loved one with dementia or somebody in your family has dementia, it is tough, but you have to take joy from the small moments. So the moments where, even if you listen to the like of the replay together and watch their joy and take from that, enjoy and cherish the small moments.
The team involved wanted to ensure the platform was not simply nostalgic but purposeful at the same time. Professor of Psychology at Maynooth University, Richard Roach, says reminiscence therapy can strengthen connection and support overall well-being.
So reminiscence therapy does seem to be pretty effective, and we see a lot of research done all over the world, including from our own lab, where we see benefits to either people's cognitive function, like memory or attention, or to their mood, reductions in depression, reductions in anxiety, or both. Now, sporting memories are a particularly powerful subset because people get together and engage in remembering a final or a particular match, and that can kind of almost enhance the experience. You can bring back the emotions and the feelings, the little details of travelling to Croke Park for that day, how you got there, the people you met. All those ingredients make up the richness of a memory. The idea being to keep those memory circuits in the brain active and healthy so that as time goes on, those memories will be easier to access and it'll keep the whole brain's memory apparatus in better shape.
Does it bring the person back to that particular event, or can it actually trigger and help them remember many events from that period of time?
Yeah, ideally it does both. And what seems to happen in the brain with memory is you're effectively transported back to that time and place. All the areas in the brain that were active then become active again now. So in a real way, you become that person again that you were. The hope and the idea is that it improves general memory. So not just for the past, but for more current events.
Whether you want to relive an All-Ireland final, try reminiscence therapy with a loved one, or just hear Micheál Ó Muirchertaigh's voice again, the replay.ie is available from today. So how does it work? Deirdre Waldron from TBWA Ireland explains.
We're the agency that is honoured to have come up with this idea called the replay. Beautiful mix of Irish culture, science, creativity, sport, all coming together. It's nearly 2 years old, the idea, so it takes a while. A labour of love, as they say. There was a lot of work done by the team to go through the archives and pull out the right clips.
So for people listening now, they're driving home in their cars and they like the sound of this. How do they learn more about the replay.ie?
Well, don't do this while they're driving, but when they stop driving. The replay.ie is a website. You just log on and you'll get a selection of all the matches from, I think it's 1985 to maybe 2010, of the finals. We will be adding more. We'll be adding more of his Irish matches. And then there's a lovely mix of the programme from that time for anybody who's interested in listening back to Micheál Ó Muirchertaigh's iconic commentary.
The game is now in full flow. The players are dashing up and down the field. The ripple that began in May is now a raging tornado, with cheers and groans rising to heaven every single second. The crucial moment of the game is now at hand. Stand by for the clinching score of the championship. Shahuive, cool the town.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.